report.
Yes, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Michael J. Curley, ADC number 304-304.
Mr. Curley, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the two alleged allegations on your warrant. And based upon information we have, you were notified of this hearing back on October 12 of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
On what date?
October the 12th, stating that the hearing would be held today.
October the 12th?
Yes.
I believe it was somewhere around that time.
Yes, sir. That's what the date that shows that you signed. And on that notification, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Correct.
And although you cannot see us, there are two board members participating in your hearing today, and they are the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. You also have some supporters in the room, and let me see, how many supporters do we have of Mr. Curley today? Okay, we have one. Do you plan to speak, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask you and Mr. Curley and Mr. Osborne, do all three of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
Ma'am?
I do, sir.
Thank you. As I've indicated, sir, you do have two allegations on your warrant, but before I read them, I will call to your attention that we do show a DR number on the warrant, which indicates that there may be some pending charges. We don't know at this particular moment. But if there are, the prosecutor or your defense attorney could request a copy of this recording. The hearing is being recorded, therefore that is a possibility. Therefore, when I read these two allegations, you can tell me, I'll give you three options. You can say they are true, false, or that you want to plead the fifth, you don't want to talk about it. Do you understand, sir?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to read them at this particular time. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your providing inaccurate information to a Phoenix police officer on or about September 17, 2017, in Maricopa County, Arizona. Sir, is that true, false, or do you plead the fifth?
At this time, only because if I'd be pending, I'd like to just plead the fifth.
Thank you, sir. And the second one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on or about September 17, 2017 in Maricopa County, Arizona. Sir, do you is it true, false, or do you plead the fifth, sir?
Again, on that, because of the pending situation, I'd like to plead the fifth.
Thank you so very much. Inasmuch as he's pleaded the fifth, I'm going to make a motion, and my motion is going to be based upon information contained in warrant number. Oh, I can't do that yet. I'm sorry. At this time, we got to get some information from Mr. Osborne, some testimony from him as it relates to allegation 1 and 2, and before he reached them, it is my observation that they both reached the same, so if you would just read one, we'll be in good business, sir.
Yes, sir. I'd like to know the only difference would be the last sentence on what he was booked in for, and I would read that one.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. On September 20th of 2017, the offender called CCO Bullock to report that he had police contact on September 17th of 2017, and was arrested and released after court for assault and false reporting. On September 22nd of 2017, CCO Bullock received a police report from the Mesa Police in reference to his arrest. According to Mesa Police report, on September 17th of 2017, at approximately 21:42 hours, Mesa Police Officer E. Grimwood, badge number 20183, responded to a report of a disturbance in the area of 2130 West Enid, Mesa. Officer Grimwood arrived and met with Mesa Officers Miles, badge number 20112, who advised he located a female at El Moro and Valencia Officer Grimwood located the male subject walking northbound who was involved in the disturbance. Officer Grimwood contacted the male, later identified as the offender, Michael Curley, ADC number 304304, by his Arizona ID. When questioned, the offender kept responding, "Did I do anything wrong?" Officer Grimwood noticed a strong odor of alcohol coming from the offender's breath, and his speech was slurred. Officer Grimwood then questioned the female, identified as Danielle Bird, the offender's current girlfriend and sponsor. Danielle reported that she and the offender were involved in an argument due to her drinking. She reported that as they were walking, the offender pushed her to the ground. Officer Grimwood observed a series of scratches across her back, like road rash, along with dirt on her clothes and her elbows. Officer Grimwood also observed Danielle's right ankle was cut and actively bleeding. The offender was again questioned and denied knowing Danielle. The offender was then placed under arrest and transported to the Mesa City, again questioned and denied knowing Danielle. The offender was then placed under arrest and transported to the Mesa City Jail, where he was booked in for one misdemeanor count of false reporting to law enforcement. Charges are pending. Follow-up. According to the offender, he was arrested and was released on September 18th of 2017 after he was seen by a judge. The offender has a pending court date on October 14th of 2017. Allegation number two would be the same except for the last sentence. The offender was then placed under arrest and transported to the Mesa City Jail, where he was booked for one misdemeanor count, assault, domestic violence. Charges are pending.
Thank you so very much. Based upon the information contained in warrant number 2017W3285, as well as testimony coming from the Department of Corrections as provided by Mr. Osborne, as well as the information that has been provided and that we have at this time, and also in as much as Mr. Curley indicated that he would plead the fifth on both allegations, I move to find that he was in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the unanimous determination of the board, we find that Mr. Curley did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision. Now we will go into phase two of this hearing. And in phase two, we begin by receiving some background information from the Department of Corrections that would be provided to us by Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne, sir, would you provide us with some background information?
Yes, sir. Mr. Curley was released from DOC custody on August 3rd, 2017. He was arrested on September 22nd of 2017 at the Mesa Regional Parole Office on a tech violation and was returned to custody that same day with 0 abscond days with a community supervision end date of March 3rd of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. He spent one term with DOC, had the CUIR score of 3-4, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no STG or gang information noted. He has a moderate disciplinary history with theft noted, and since his return on October 4th of 2017, received a minor violation for horseplay. Other arrests, 2010, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2010, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. And 2011, aggravated assault, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a community risk score of G2V2, and I do have status of charges attached from Senior Parole Officer Stefan Smith, dated Thursday, November 2nd of 2017. For Mesa City Court, the offender has two misdemeanor charges pending for assault and disorderly conduct.
Thank you so very much, sir. And now we're back to you, Mr. Curley. We do take note that when you were initially released, you were approved to reside at 1505 North Central Street in Mesa, Arizona, and I guess that was your current address at the time of your arrest. Is that correct, sir?
Correct, sir.
And we do take note that you were employed at this Kia Escapes Landscaping operation in Gilbert, Arizona. How long were you employed there, sir?
I believe I got the job about 2 to 3 weeks after I was released out of parole.
We commend you for having the employment. That's always good. That's something that we look on.
Yeah.
Being a positive. Yes, sir.
I just want to let you know that the position, he said he would hold the position as long as possible and opportunity for me to get employment with them again upon my release.
Okay, sir. We're glad to hear that. We take note that initially when you submitted your UA sample on August the 28th of this year, that you had negative results, and on September the 12th of this year, you had a negative, but it was diluted. Do you have an idea why it was diluted, sir?
Well, I guess it would be probably because temperature. We just have to really hydrate ourselves all day. That's the only thing I could think of why it was diluted. I just like to point out that I've abided by just every I've taken every class with the CXC that you guys asked of me, and I also did every urine sample that you guys also need me to do, and those were all negative. And that's the only reason. The only thing is because of the hydration. It's out really. You really gotta hydrate yourself when you're out there in the hot weather. I'm out there all day, so that's the only thing I can think of.
Okay, sir. We do take note that when you are given UAs, that if you've had so much water or any other drink beverage that can come up being diluted, that's why they suggest, that is, DOC suggests very strongly that you do not drink too much liquids prior to giving a UA, but I do understand that, sir. Okay, sir. As you know, we cannot discuss the allegations because you did plead the fifth, and we will not discuss them at all at this time, sir. So at this time, I'm going to see if my distinguished board member might have questions for you, sir.
No, thanks.
He has none at this time. I'm going to ask if your girlfriend, I believe, if she will come forward, ma'am. Please come forward. You state your name for the record.
Danielle Bird.
Thank you so very much, and welcome to the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy today. And what do you want to tell the board? Remembering again that we cannot discuss the allegations because of the fact that they have he pleaded the fifth. But anything else you want to tell the board today, ma'am?
Well, thank you for allowing me to come to speak, and I just want to let you know that, I mean, I don't know if it could be released or not, but he's a really good individual. He's working. I mean, I'm a single parent right now because he's not working anymore. But if he can get a chance, I mean, because his daughter needs him. He's been out of her life for like 3 years now. And I just need my family back and just the financial support if I can have that back.
Okay. So y'all have had a relationship now for about 3 years, did I hear that correct?
No, like 9 years.
About 9 years?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, congratulations. Okay, any questions, Honorable Sir?
No, thank you, Doctor.
Okay, thank you, and thanks so much for coming today.
Yeah.
And thanks for your patience. Okay, Mr. Curley, we're back to you, sir. We're coming towards the end of your hearing. But this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to share anything else you want to share with the board without repeating yourself before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination, sir.
I'd just like to just thank you guys for your time, and whatever the decision is, I'm sure you guys will do your best to do the best of you guys' abilities. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, sir. And now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and we will be back to you with the determination of the board very shortly, sir. Again, this is a very interesting and unfortunate situation. Something happened which we cannot talk about because Mr. Curley pleaded the fifth. but would result in his being reincarcerated, reincarcerated. I do take note that he did have a negative UA, and one, of course, was diluted because of his having so much liquid in his system. I also take note that he was gainfully employed during the period that he was out. However, I probably take note that whatever, and I can't say what it is, but whatever the situation is, it is still pending. I believe two misdemeanors are still pending, and I believe it's the Mesa courts, and we do take note of that. I also take note that this is his first time appearing before the board. I do take note, brother, that I guess back in 15, we did have the DUI, which was very unfortunate, driving under the influence, and I think that's what resulted in his being incarcerated initially. And I know that it may sound like a long time, but I think it would be in his best interest to complete this so that when he get out, he won't have any supervision, he'll be on his own, and hopefully he'll have a plan and he won't return back to DOC in the future. But I am prepared at this time to listen to my distinguished, outstanding colleague, the Honorable Mr. Gowanus.
Thank you, Doctor. I simply agree with you.
Thank you so very much, sir. Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Curley violated terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, and I'm going to base this based upon the information contained in warrant number 2017-W3285, as well as discussion with Curley, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections to Mr. Osborne. I will move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Thank you very much, sir. Unfortunately, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. However, you're going to be out on March the 3rd of next year, 2018. At that time, you won't be on supervision. You'll be on your own, and you can spend time with your girlfriend. You can do whatever you want to do at that particular time. We wish you the best, and we trust that we will never have the opportunity to see you again in Orange, and this will end your hearing. And please have a great day, and thank you so very much for your participation in the hearing today, sir. And your hearing is over.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. And please put the CO3 back on, sir.